This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The first group of foreigners and injured Palestinians evacuated after the Rafah border crossing reopening arrived in Egypt from Gaza on Sunday. Four Egyptian security sources said several injured Palestinians arrived on Egyptian soil to receive medical treatment, plus 80 foreign nationals and dependents with more undergoing border procedures. Hezbollah says they are introducing new weapons at the Israel-Lebanon border. VOA's Alexis Stroop reports it includes a new missile with a heavy warhead.
Syed Hassan Nasrallah said Saturday Hezbollah will keep using the tense frontier to pressure Israel. Nasrallah blasted the United States over the war in Gaza, saying it is the only country that can stop Israel's wide offensive on the Gaza Strip, but doesn't do so. Hezbollah and Israeli troops have been exchanging fire along the Lebanon-Israel border since October 8th, a day after the Palestinian militant Hamas group, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, carried out a deadly attack in southern Israel. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.
Former Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, one of the leading figures in the country's post-communist era, has died. Officials said he was 85 years old. Schwarzenberg was born into a prestigious Czech family and became a senior aide to his friend Václav Havel after the former dissident won the country's first free election in 1980. Another round of talks this week on creating the first ever treaty to contain plastic pollution. The negotiations over whether or not to limit the amount of plastic being produced or just focus on the management of the waste. National delegates to the week-long meeting in Nairobi will be debating which of those options to bring forward. This is VOA News. Members of the Chinese-American community in San Francisco preparing to welcome Chinese President Xi Jinping, who will be in the United States city from November 14th to the 17th for a U.S.-China summit and the 30th Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Economic Leaders Meeting.
And I can't wait for President Xi to come over and collaborate and congratulate and give support to the local Chinese-American.
That's Kevin Chan. He's the owner of the Golden Gate Fortune Cookie Factory in Chinatown. That's a tourist neighborhood in San Francisco, located in Northern California. They are counting on the upcoming meetings to draw the world's attention. That economic summit begins Sunday. 50 years after its first tour of China, 14 members of the Philadelphia Orchestra have returned to China to commemorate that first trip, among them violinist David Booth, who made that first trip 50 years ago.
I think music is very important, and it makes people happy, and it brings people together. It is, I think, one of the most positive aspects and positive influences in a sometimes negative world.
Booth, who is now 73 years old, was in Beijing for the 1973 tour following U.S. President Richard Nixon's visit to China a year earlier, which signaled the normalization of diplomatic ties between the two countries. At least 40 construction workers trapped Sunday after a road tunnel they were building collapsed in northern India. Rescuers are now scrambling to reach them beneath piles of debris. The collapse occurred early Sunday morning in the Himalayan state of Uttarakhand when the group of workers were moving out and replacement workers were going in. They say about 200 meters of the tunnel have collapsed. King Charles III on Sunday led Britain in a two-minute silence to honor its war dead. In his first remembrance service since being crowned, almost 10,000 veterans marched past the memorial in central London, while thousands more members of the public gathered in tribute to British and Commonwealth servicemen and women who died in battle. The king laid a wreath on the memorial shortly after the nation fell silent at 11 a.m. their time. More news on our website is available to you 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.